Michigan's current minimum wage is $10.10 for workers who don't get tips, but the minimum wage that farmers can pay their H-2A workers is $17.34. Jamie Clover Adams, the executive director of the Michigan Asparagus Association, says the true cost is even more.
That $17.34 per hour, the other thing that the chart won't tell you is that growers pay housing and transportation costs as well. So the all-in rate is about $27 an hour here in Michigan, and that rate has increased about 45% over the past 7 years.
She points out that H-2A workers, who are the people who come from other countries to work in U.S. fields, farms, and ranches, keep all of their earnings because they don't have to pay taxes or housing expenses. Each state's minimum wage for H-2A workers is set by the Federal Adverse Effect Wage Rate Rule. Michigan is among the highest at $17.34. Indiana is close behind at $17.17. Clover Adams says, unlike other industries, farmers cannot raise their prices to cover the rising wages.
Are we going to, as a country, decide that we're just going to rely on other people to supply the most nutritious things we need in our diets? That is the road we're heading down if we don't do something about this AWAR wage rate. It is significantly higher. I pulled some data from Mexico, and I'm being generous that they pay 25% to 30% of what we pay in wages. That's pretty hard to compete with.
She says it's time to end the rule and let farmers set their wages like other employers do. I'm Sabrina Halverson.